Hey, you up? Good morning, dear. No, I know. I know you don't like to be woken up. But I have some news that I think you're going to want to hear. I'd tell you to sit down, but considering that you're already in bed... No. It's not about that. I just got the call. Yes. The call. We got the clear to head back home. Well, just slow down. Just listen for a second, all right? He was. Or I guess I should say they were. It wasn't one guy like we initially thought, it was a group. They had a man on the inside that they used to keep tabs on you. He was a butler. Flew under the radar for the most part, but apparently there was a slip-up last week. He got too nosy. Do you remember the first night that we spent together? How we almost got caught? Someone knocked on the door to check in on you. Well, that was him. They knew that your disappearance wasn't their own work, so they were doing everything they could to try and find out what happened. Now, this is why I had to keep everything so secretive. If we had told your parents, or non-essentials, our safe house would have been good as compromise right now. I have no word on their motives just yet, but I imagine we'll have all our answers soon enough. I have our flight scheduled out of this place set for tomorrow. You can go back to sleep if you like. But after that, though, you'll have to start packing. We're really going home. I'm not sure what will happen. I did say that. Truthfully, I don't know how they'll react. You need to remember that they haven't heard from you in months. Everyone's assumed the worst at this point. That you're dead. Seeing you is, well... It's going to be quite the shock. We both know how your father is. As good as our professional relationship is, I wouldn't count on him being too understanding. Oh dear, you don't mean that. We can't stay here. That's just not an option. Are you serious? Because there's nothing here for you. You have a life back home. Friends and family who love you and miss you. I do. I do love you. You know that. I can't let you do that. It might be what you want at the moment, but it's not what's best for your future. I am listening. You know what staying here means, don't you? You won't see any of your old life again. Not just your friends and family, but none of the money, none of the luxuries. Is that really something you want to commit to? I wouldn't be able to stay here with you all the time. I'd have to get a job to support us. We can't keep living off the royal money if we have no intention of going back, dear. It doesn't work like that. As soon as my men back home caught wind of our little plan, they'd cut us off. It'd be too risky. I know that you don't handle the stress of royal life particularly well. It's a skill like anything else, though. Things would get better. I don't think that's a good excuse not to go home. Running from your problems, it doesn't help anything. Now please don't be upset. You know that isn't my goal. Okay. Well, why don't you get back into bed and get some more sleep? I think it'll make you feel better. We can talk about it more if you want. But dear, my answer isn't going to change. We're leaving tomorrow. I'm sorry. I know that's not what you want to hear. Well, I'm going to start packing my stuff. Come knock on my door when you're up again. Yeah? Thank you. Can I come in? Well, you look well rested. You feeling any better? Save it. I know you've been up for some time now. The walls here are thin. I can hear you walking around. You don't have to be sorry about it. But you do need to get up and start packing. It's time. Now, I can understand that you're upset, and that's perfectly okay. But my patience is only going to last so long if you keep acting like this. You're being childish. That's not going to help anything. What I need you to do right now is to face reality and go pack your things. I can't have this argument with you right now. Dear, stop it. Right now. Well, you think that's magically going to fix everything? It's not. What's going to happen after, We're going to get right back into this conversation. I already told you. I'm not angry. I'm just... Okay. You know what? I am angry. I've tried so hard to be accommodating and understanding. I've done everything I can to protect you. And every step of the way, it feels like you've been actively working against me. This plan has been my entire life for months. You have no idea the strings I had to pull to make this happen. Everything I had to give up. Well, you know, not everything is about you. I have people at home that I care about, that I want to see. Stop telling me to do that. This is a serious conversation. No, I'm serious. Not right... Dear. I don't need the stress. A relief. I just need you to listen. That's not fair, dear. Move your hands. I'm serious. We need... Oh. Why do you do this to me? You always were good with your hands. Oh, well, maybe you're right. Maybe I do need stress relief. Coordinating all this hasn't been easy, you know. Well, I do like to remind you, it's important that you don't forget it. Ah, but look at me. Just because we're doing this doesn't mean I'm going to forget about the conversation we were having. Okay? Okay. Now let's get this shirt off you. You really want me to take my frustrations out on you? Huh? Well, if you want it rough, dear, all you have to do is ask. We don't need to play silly games like that. Oh, no, don't be shy. You're lying in front of me naked. We've passed the time for shyness. Tell me that's what you want, and I'll give it to you. Well, that's my good girl. Asking for what she wants. If we're going to do this, then we're going to be safe about it. I want you to pick out a safe word. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything too crazy. It's just there in case you feel like you need to use it. Or in case I feel like I need to use it. Just as a safety precaution. I do love my safety precautions. Well, that works just fine. Just repeat it for me one more time so you don't forget. Thank you. Maybe this is just what I needed. And what is it that you need? You want me to be rough, but what else do you want? I know that you have something in mind. There are so many places for me to explore, to touch. And I've already explored all of them. So the question is, where do you like it best? Well, okay. I have a few ideas in mind. But I want to hear what you have to say first. You still get a little nervous talking about these things. It's cute. And if I'm doing what I want to you tonight, and I want to hear you stumble through your sentences. No, I'm not going to laugh at you. Don't be silly. It's not like that. I want to hear you say it because it turns me on, not because I think it makes you look stupid. So go on. Tell me all the places you want to be touched. Here. such cute little moans for me. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I know it does. Now give me your hands. Because I'm giving you what you want. You're mine tonight. Which means I get to control every inch of your body. And you're not going to move your hands unless I tell you to. Because they're going to stay up here, tangled with mine. Oh, I love you so much. So, so much. And I need you more than I have ever before. You're right. I do need some stress relief. And this is just what a good girl needs too, isn't it? A nice hard fucking to take her mind off all the stressful things in life. I know. I always know. You're mine, dear. All mine. You always have been. Even before you realized that you wanted this. To be with me. I already know. You're easy to read, darling. Not that it's a bad thing. It just means that I'm always one step ahead of you. But in the best possible ways. It means that I know all the places that you like to be touched. Kissed. Like, right here. It's nice having me on top of you, isn't it? I know that you like how small I make you feel, my darling little girl. It also gives me free access to so many other places, like these. Oh, I love the way your tits feel in my hands. They're so perfect. It's like you were made just for me. Oh, no, 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 no. Keep your eyes open. I want them on me the entire time. Just like I'm going to keep your hands up here with me. You're going to keep your eyes on me the entire time. Well, because your eyes are pretty. And I like looking into them as I fuck you, senseless. Oh, you're cute. Is that not a good enough reason for you? Ah, no. Eyes on me. I don't need to tell you. I don't need to have a good reason. I don't need to have a good reason. Not tonight. You'll do as you're told. I'll hold your head in place if I need to. Oh? Oh, no. No, don't act all innocent. I felt that. I can see it in your eyes, because they're on me. That's how I know I did. You like that idea. What? You like the idea of me grabbing your chin? Like this? Making you look at me? Huh? Oh, it's so cute. I love it when you get flustered like this. It's okay to admit that you like it. I like it too. Tell me, darling. Tell me that you like it. Well, it's not so easy that you have to look at me while you tell me, is it? Oh, that's what I want to hear. Oh, fuck. It hurts me so much. You know that, don't you? Something about you just drives me absolutely fucking crazy. It's intoxicating. Oh, you have no idea. Could I try something? Up. Up, 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 up. Turn around. Turn around. Get on your hands and knees. I want to mix things up a bit. Well, this is what you wanted, wasn't it? You don't mind if I pull in your hair a little, do you? I think you'll like it. Maybe my hand could also wander over here a little bit. Play with your neck. A little bit of choking is always fun. Makes it more intense, you know. Well, I can't say that I'm not experienced in this field. I've done a fair bit of experimenting in my time. I know what I like. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Mostly, my top priority with you will always be making sure that you're having a good time. And that's where my pleasure comes from. Exploring this little side of things is just... it's just a fun little bonus. Oh, you have such a pretty neck, you know. I really do love the thought of leaving some marks on it. Either with my hands or my lips. Do you remember your safe word? Yes, such a good girl. I'll start slow. Just a little bit of pressure so that you can get used to the feeling. It's wonderful, isn't it? Feeling that lovely little tingling sensation crawl through your body while everything starts to get more sensitive. I knew that you'd like it. Oh, it's much more fun like this, don't you think? There are so many different things for us to explore together. Oh, I have more tricks up my sleeve that I think you might be into. I'm not sure how last you long, though. Oh, I can tell you're getting close. Oh, yes. Oh, Oh, I thought you might. Oh, does my little girl, my good little girl, want permission to come? Does she? Then ask me nicely then, No, ask me. Beg me. Beg me to let you come. Why would I be serious? You want to be a good girl for me, don't you? Yeah? Then you go to do as you're told and beg. There you go. There you go. Yes, that's what I want to hear. You know you've been a good girl for me today. Oh, I think you've earned it. You want to come for me? Then go on, darling. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You get so tired when you come. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. Yes. Stress relief. I really do feel better. I'm sorry for snapping at you like that earlier. I know this has all been hard for you too. I don't mean to be quite so dismissive of your feelings. You're quite the persistent one, aren't you? We can stay. I don't go celebrating just yet. We can stay for now. But I'm thinking that this is how you get your way, yeah? Look, I'm not going to promise you eternity here. That's not realistic. But for the time being, if you really do feel that strongly about it, I'll see what I can do. At the very least, I'll be able to buy us a few weeks. I know that's not exactly what you asked for, but I'm hoping we can compromise. Thank you for working with me on this. I really do appreciate everything you've done. I do. I didn't mean what I said earlier. I was just frustrated. I take it that fight is behind us now, though. Good. Well, I guess this means that I have some unpacking to do.